Thank you. Mr. Chairman, the past three meetings of experts on laws have all tried to deepen and broaden the common ground in our understanding on these systems. It has been alerted that the progress in military weapon systems, along with the rapid advancement in autonomous system technologies in the civilian sphere, has the potential to affect the forms of future warfare and therefore requires our careful attention. In this vein, I'd like to express my sincere appreciation to you, Mr. Chairman, for organizing and chairing the first GGE on laws. My thanks also go to your team and the Secretariat for the excellent work in preparing this important meeting. I assure you of our fullest support. Mr. Chairman, as we start this week's discussion, let me revisit the Republic of Korea's approach to the issue. First, laws, their development and operation shall comply with existing international standards, both humanitarian and legal. Second, the discussion should preferably take place step by step in a gradual and progressive way based on solid common understanding achieved through exhaustive sub-discussions on each and every concept, including autonomy itself or meaningful human control. Third, the discussion should not hamper research and development of robot technology for peaceful uses or uses for peace, for civilian protection. Fourth, there will always be a need for a careful and good balance in the discussion, which reflects the security environment, one of the reasons why we are gathering in the context of the CCW. And finally, we should be very careful if and when we have to talk about introducing a regulatory framework, confining ourselves more to the operational aspect rather than trying to put under the purview the broader research and development aspect. Now, turning to a rigorous reasoning on the issue per se, I would say that our discussion may narrow down to the single question of what is a weapon, what it takes to be a reliable weapon. For a weapon system to be adopted and used by everyone, we'll have to boast speed, accuracy, objectivity, effectiveness, and cost effectiveness as a minimum. Any weapon lacking one or some of these traits will have to be supplemented by men and by other weapons to enhance reliability to an acceptable degree. Reliability and accountability, as the flip side of the coin, is the key word. Reliability based on predictability and resilient self-correctability or repairability. Because of this fundamental requirement, the interaction between human and machine is a key element in warfare. Significantly, in all cases, direct and indirect interface will remain essential when programming the target characteristics in advance, reflecting the assessment of the real operational situation in the mission, deploying weapons, and controlling unpredictable external hindrances. We need more common grasp on these points. Whether we'll be able to move beyond this point is a question that no one will be able to answer for the time being with certainty. Maybe this uncertainty is what drives many of us towards a compliance with international humanitarian law approach. This approach has the beauty that it applies to all weapon systems. At the same time, the difficulty of applying IHL to laws is that IHL sees humans as the agent that decides individual attack. Compliance with IHL basically assumes meaningful human control to accompany weapon systems. To apply IHL, there has to be enough meaningful human control to possibly envisage ascription of accountability following the principles of distinction and proportionality, and similarly, ascription to the command structures of the malfunctioning of unforeseen actions from the use of autonomous weapons. The Republic of Korea has supported and supports the compliance-based approach to laws led by Switzerland, with particular emphasis on complementing international obligation by reaffirming the importance of IHL compliance and sharing national best practices, technical standards, and policy measures. Mr. Chairman, in closing, the Republic of Korea reaffirms the CCW that is the most pertinent forum for the discussion on laws, whose core approach is to strike the balance between security concerns and humanitarian aspects. We hope that this GGE, through constructive debate, could carry on the momentum to further enhance common understanding among states on the issues related to emerging technologies in the area. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.